Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I am Harshita. Today is Thursday, 4th of April, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a muted note today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a flat start for the broader index with a gain of 37 points. In the previous session, both indices ended moderately lower after consolidation. Markets are trading with caution ahead of the weekly F&O expiry, the RBI policy meeting, and key macro data to be released in the US and the Europe. Analysts expect the market to consolidate over the next few days until the events unfold. The near-term uptrend of Nifty remains intact, and a decisive move above 22,550 levels is likely to push Nifty towards the next crucial hurdle of 22,800 levels in a quick period of time, according to Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Security. The pivot point calculator indicates that Nifty 50 may face resistance at 22,501 level. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,367 level. Let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Vodafone Idea. The telecom operator said that its board of directors will be meeting on April 6 to consider the issuance of equity or convertible securities on a preferential basis to one or more promoter group entities for 2,075 crore rupees. Number 2, HCL Infosystems. The company has received a final arbitration award in the case filed by the company against the Delhi government for the recovery of dues against setting up and maintaining a wireless secured communications network. A monetary relief of 4.5 crore rupees has been awarded in favor of the company along with the interest at 8% per annum from the date of the award until the payment. Number 3, Avenue Supermarts. The DMart operator has recorded standalone revenue at 12,393 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2024, growing 19.9% over 10,000 crores recorded in the year ago period. The number of stores stood at 365 at the end of March. Number 4, Poonawalla Fincorp. The non-banking finance company has reported the highest ever disbursements during fourth quarter of the FY24 at 9,680 crore rupees, registering a 52% on-year growth and an 11% quarter-on-quarter growth. Number 5, Indiabulls Housing Finance. The housing finance company has raised $350 million through the allotment of senior secured social bonds due in 2027. The said bonds are expected to be listed on the India International Exchange, IFSC. Number 6, KEC International. The infrastructure EPC major has received new orders worth 816 crore rupees across its various businesses, including orders for supply of towers in the United States of America, setting up steel plants in northern India, and plants for carbon derivatives in eastern India. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they have performed. Asia-Pacific markets rebounded today following a sell-off in the previous session as investors digested the comments from US Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who said that it would take a while for policymakers to evaluate the current state of inflation, keeping the timing of interest rate cuts uncertain. Japan's Nikkei 225 gained 1.34% and was hovering near the 40,000 mark, while the broad-based topics rose over 1%. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.5% after clocking losses for 2 days. South Korea's Kospi also gained 1.22%, powered by the expectations that heavyweight Samsung Electronics will post a near nine-fold increase in the first quarter profit from a year earlier. Samsung shares climbed 1.55% on open. Markets in the Hong Kong, mainland China and Taiwan are closed for a public holiday. Investors in the region will now assess March service sector activity data from India as well as retail sales numbers from Hong Kong. Overnight in the US, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed in the red for the third straight day, while S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite Index managed to end marginally higher. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Ashish Somaiya, the CEO of White Oak Capital AMC, about whether investors should rotate out of mid-cap funds and increase exposure to large-cap funds.
So, I'd just like to clarify one thing. Whenever we say, I mean, whether it is you or me or, say, the powers that be, the regulator, when anybody says that small and mid-caps have become expensive, what I find is that the guy on the street, you know, our friends, you know, investors, they generally start assuming that, okay, all these guys are talking about a crash in small cap or mid cap. I don't think anybody's predicting a crash in small cap or mid cap. I think the case is being made only for, like I said, relative performance. So with that caveat, I would like to clarify that, yes, one does expect that large caps in the next 6 months, large caps should outperform small and mid caps. But that message is only to the extent of an outperformance, which means that, you know, it should be something like the month of March. In the month of March, I'm repeating, but that's exactly what happened in the month of March. Small cap index was down, but the S&P 500 in totality was flat, which means that large cap actually would have outperformed, right? So that's the kind of expectation going forward. I don't think that small and mid cap is going to crash or give a big negative return, but it could just lag large caps. And hence, everybody needs to, you know, frankly, people who are long-term investors, they should not be changing their allocation with what someone communicates as 6 month view. But as anybody who's kind of on the ball and managing things actively, they should at least look to ensure that they are not too underweight large cap or too overly exposed to small cap. Definitely, your exposure should tilt more in favor of large caps at this point in time, because relative value is what will always rule the market.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.